Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is eternal life. Eternal means forever. I guess that's how you would think of it, right? You'd say if I have life eternal, then it means it never ends. And that's a biblical concept. But somehow or another, it's gotten confused. Religious leaders have taught that we can, in a life hereafter, live forever. And in that expresses an independence that we are an individual here and we'll be an individual there and we will continue to live forever. That's not really true. And it is true. And I'll explain. When we die because our bodies are corrupt because of sin. The Bible teaches that our corruptible bodies will take on incorruption. Our mortality will become immortal. And that's a nice concept because it gives us hope. However, the Bible says, like in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, the everlasting life is not some independent life that goes on forever. The only everlasting life that there is God. Everything is centered around God. So when we receive Christ, we receive his life in us. And that life is everlasting. And that is what gets us a ticket beyond the grave. His life is everlasting. Ours is not. It's as simple as that. And so he lives in us and takes us to higher places. And we then live in relationship with him. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we cannot live forever. And so it's not an independent thing that we just go on and there you go. It is that we move and live and have our being in him. And that does not end. There's an example of the angels that had their life in God and they sinned, were thrown out of heaven. They were stripped of their everlasting life and cast into darkness. And so now they don't walk with the life of God. They walk in darkness, and eventually they're going to end up in a lake of fire. So we don't want to go there. I want everlasting life, and you want everlasting life, and that everlasting life is the life of Christ Jesus. And so let's give our hearts to him today. Let's receive him, ask him to come into our lives and save us with his everlasting life, that we too then may walk with him in relationship and continue on forever and ever and ever. God bless you and have a great day.